Well, we had a story just a little bit ago about the Mayo Chup debacle going up in Canada. Well, what about down in South Carolina? They got a little bit of a ketchup situation themselves. Yes. A South Carolina man is facing a domestic battery rap after allegedly covering his sleeping girlfriend in ketchup. How dare you be rude? I will cover you in ketchup. Yeah, you want to sleep? You're sleeping? Being lazy? I'm going to cover you in ketchup. Because that's the noise ketchup makes. Maybe he had the glass bottle of Heinz and he had to sit there and be like he was tapping on the bottle and it wasn't really covering her that much. So he went and got the squeeze bottle and I cover you in ketchup, sleeping girlfriend. Investigators say Peter Wagman, age 37, and his 41-year-old ketchupy girlfriend have recently been in arguments over the infidelity by her. Uh-oh. You cheated on me, I will cover you in ketchup. Well, they've been living together for 11 years, so, you know, things are bound to happen. You had weird hot dogs around and near you, so I'm going to cover you in ketchup, because you're like a condiment now. You like hot dogs and buns. Anyway, around 4:45 a.m. Sunday, officers reported that the victim awoke to ketchup being poured on her by her boyfriend, who was yelling at her, "To get that, you get what you get, you bee. You're a little bee, you get what you get. Have some ketchup." When police arrived at the residence, they found the woman literally covered in ounces and ounces of the red dye. Wagman denied having condimented attacker. Condimented attacker. Is that even a word? He denied it. She just poured it on herself, I guess, right? Noting the officer saw that he had ketchup on the right side of his pants. I'm not Columbo, but I'm guessing you might have had something to do with it. Well, Wagman, who was released yesterday from county jail, had pled not guilty to the misdemeanor domestic battery charge. A judge has ordered him to have no contact with the victim or Heinz ketchup. Both Wagman and his girlfriend have previously been arrested for battering each other. Much like cookie dough, they like to batter each other. Though the charges in those separate cases were eventually dropped by prosecutors. Back in April, the woman was busted after allegedly striking Wagman as they argued in their residence. Despite that dispute, cops noted the couple took turns writing on their bed and carving their names into the bed. They love each other. They will be together forever with a little heart symbol, a little arrow. Thank you, Cupid, for that little arrow through the heart. We will be together for... What? What? You cheated on me? I'm going to ketchup you. I'm going to cover you in condiments. You're a cheater. How dare you? Oh, boy. Come on, South Carolina. Keep it classy, people. Keep it classy. Save the ketchup for your dogs and wieners. Not for her infidelity. Moving on. We're going to do some Foster the People right now. Sit next to me on Afternoons with the Groobs, you guys, right here on I-101.